Hello and welcome. I'm Nick Corbell, and this is the first of a series of podcasts following my project to create a walk slicing through the heart of England, what I call diagonal walking. In this podcast, I'm delighted to be joined by Ben Wheeler from Bucks New University, and together we're going to address some of the FAQs around the project. Hi, Ben.
Hi, Nick. Thanks for asking me along. To get going, can you tell me a bit about yourself?
Ooh, okay, yeah, sure. Well, I had a fairly sort of standard corporate career until I was about 40. We had young kids at the time, and I, you know, just to be honest, I could have just carried on doing that for another 20 years, but it wasn't a very exciting prospect. Then, through a chance encounter in 1999, my wife and I bought a battered old narrowboat, which was called Florrie. And we bought it in Skipton in North Yorkshire, and I spent the rest of the year learning how to operate it and bringing it down through the spine of the inland waterway system. So I gave up my job, and this was going to be an adventure. So we did that, brought it down through from Skipton all the way down to Banbury, and I'd always wanted to write a book. So what I thought, well, here you are, it's a perfect opportunity. So I wrote one about the experience, all the various things that happened, and I called it Walking on Water, mainly because 4 miles an hour is the speed limit on the canals. Meanwhile, I created my own company to keep the pennies rolling in, but I got the writing bug. So over the next 20 years, I've been writing books, anything from a history on the wall of death through to a biography, a number of travel and walking books. I've also written a novel called Golden Days, and if you watch out, I've got another novel coming out soon. So I may be coming towards the end of my working career, but I now really sort of regard myself as being in the middle of my writing career.
Great, thanks for that, Nick. So the obvious question, what is diagonal walking?
Yes, it is the obvious question, and I'm glad you raised it. What I'm going to do is walk down a line which is drawn 45 degrees through the centre of England, the very centre of England, and I call this a diagonal slice. It's an old market research term. I don't think we really need to go into details right now, but it's a way of getting opinion across all levels and across all parts of an organisation. But I want to do that not for an organisation, but for the country.
Okay, so the next obvious question then, why?
Well, why, yes. If we go back to Walking in Water, one of the objectives of that book was to kind of try and understand the where the country was on the eve of the millennium. So as I say, I had two young children at the time. I was kind of asking myself the question, what sort of a world are we going to bring them into? What sort of country are they going to grow up in? I had a concern at the time the country was becoming homogenised. You know, every high street was the same, we were eating the same foods, watching the same television. And against that, at the time, there was a real sense of optimism. You know, there was a new millennium, and you're probably too young to remember this, but at the time, there was a song going around called Things Can Only Get Better, and it meant that in a very positive sense. So there was a real sense of optimism at the time. And so my question on this one was, where are we now?
So one could say you're really taking the temperature of the country.
Yes, that's true. I think, as I say, one of the motivations between Walking in Water was to see what sort of country my children were growing up. And I'm now kind of wondering, I haven't got grandchildren, but should I have grandchildren soon, what sort of country are they going to grow up into? You know, the last 20 years, we've seen a lot of change. And, you know, there's the B word, Brexit. You know, there's been a lot of deep fault lines, I think, which we've seen exposed in the country. And nobody kind of seems to know what they are. So that said to me that we needed kind of a fresh look to have a think about, okay, where are we now, 20 years on?
So to describe the expedition, you've used the term diagonal slice. Could you explain a bit more about that?
Sure, yeah. So as I said, it's the sort of term that market researchers used 20 years ago. It seemed like a very good way to unpick the complicated question of where are we now? Because it seems that conventional methods like, you know, polling, opinion polls and that sort of thing didn't seem to be doing it. We all seem to be struggling as to what is it that's actually going on in the country at the moment. And the idea of a diagonal slice also appealed to my imagination. That idea of slicing through the heart of England, drawing the line 45 degrees through the very centre.
Cheers for that, Nick. So where is that centre?
Good question. There's a number of contenders for the title. A good one is Meriden near Coventry. They were very canny. They put up a monument which said that they were the centre of the country and thereby claimed it. It's a bit like the old explorers. If you put a flag down, then you could claim it. Another candidate is Blisworth in North Hants. That's where, back in Napoleonic times, the British Army used to store all its gunpowder on the theory that if Napoleon did invade, it was going to be the furthest place from the sea for them to get to the gunpowder, get to the arms stores. Even Stoke Mandeville up the road, in fact, in Bucks, is a candidate as well. But I decided to go with the Ordnance Survey definition. And that is a small farm just outside Fenny Drayton in Leicestershire. The way that the Ordnance Survey did it, it's very complicated. But basically, all you have to do is imagine if you have a cardboard cutout of England and you could balance it underneath on the point of a pencil, the point that you could balance that, that would be the centre. And as I say, that's in Leicestershire. And by the way, this is just England.
Okay, so just England then?
Yeah, just England, because walking on water was only England by force of circumstance. That's where the canals were, and there isn't a link between the English and the Scottish canals. But another thing that's changed is, I think, the rise of nationalism since that book was written. It was only around about then that the devolved parliaments for Scotland and Wales were coming up. And so I want to recognise that. Yeah, I think we are a different sort of country now than we were then. So yes, just England. And in fact, over that line, when you draw that line, half the population live within 5 miles of it. So that seemed like a pretty reasonable place to go.
So you raised the point of the rise of nationalism. Would you describe this as a political book?
I hope not. No, that is not the aim. The one thing I learned from walking in water was that even though you may have an aim to find stuff out, the stuff happens along the way. So you get insights, there are problems, you surprises, just things happen. And that's really what I want the book will be mainly about. But underneath all the time, there'll be this undercurrent of what am I discovering? Who am I talking to? What are they saying? So there's kind of different dimensions to the book, and hopefully I'll try and keep it quite light. Hopefully make a few people laugh along the way.
So this diagonal slice you've made, why not just use conventional long distance routes?
They've all been done, Ben. You know, there's, if you think about the Thames Path, Hadrian's Wall, coast to coast. I wanted to do something unique. I'm not going to follow this absolutely to the line. I'd be walking through people's gardens if I did that. What I want to do is stay with the line within sort of a mile or two either way, and stick with footpaths, towpaths, bridleways, B roads, that sort of thing. And it's my walk, so I can be flexible. I can do what I like. I don't have to follow somebody else's route.
That's still a big commitment though, isn't it?
Well, yes, it's about 250 miles as the crow flies, but luckily I'm not a crow. I can't be definitive at this stage, but my research suggests that as long as I don't get too distracted along the way, it'll probably be somewhere in the region of about 400 miles.
Wow, that's fantastic. So so how long will that take to do then?
Well, I'm working on sort of 10 miles a day, so I would expect sort of 40, 45 days actual walking, plus planning, of course. This is going to be quite a commitment for me this year. I don't intend to do it all at once. I'll need time to recover. I'm getting on a bit. And to write the material up. Plus, I have another life to live. So this is kind of my 60th birthday present to myself. Walking in water was a kind of just turned 40 midlife crisis sort of thing. And this is my coming up 60 mid-advanced life crisis, if you like.
So one thing one could say, if you do the diagonal slice, yeah, you could slice the country either way, couldn't you? Northwest to south, east, or northeast to southwest. Which one have you chosen?
Well, it's the northwest to southeast. There's a couple of reasons for that. The first one is that that's where most people are. So if you take it from the northeast down to the southwest, then there's an awful lot of not a lot there. I'm not denigrating. I love the North Moors. I love Cornwall. They're all fantastic places, but there's not a lot of people living there. So I wanted to get as much out of it as I could as we go along. Plus another thing, when I started doing the research, there's this Anthony Gormley installation called Another Place, and it's right at the start of the walk if you start at the northwest. And it's 100 life-size iron men looking out to sea, and it just seemed to me that was a metaphor. if that's not saying something, then there's something missing here. So it's kind of shouting out to me that this is something that needs to be done.
So when do you expect to start off then?
The plan is to start in the spring of this year and just carry on until it's finished, hopefully within the year. I've got a vague notion of finishing it on my birthday, which is in late September. So that gives me some time frame to try and work to.
And are you keen for others to get involved?
Absolutely. It's very important, this. Yes, both virtually and in some cases physically. So I want people to follow me through the digital platforms that are available. Plus, if people want, they're very welcome to join me physically, because, you know, it's when you're walking, you actually get really good chats going. And I've introduced this concept of walk with me, and that's going to be the subject of the next of these podcasts.
And if people are interested, where's the best place to find out more information?
Thanks. Yeah, it's probably the website, which is www.diagonalwalking.co.uk. It's all there, where there's also a link for anybody who wants to get in touch with me directly. So, yeah, it's all there.
That's brilliant. Thank you very much for coming by, Nick.
Thank you, Ben.